Title of the message is God Specializes. I am thankful that we have a God who is a specialist. Have you ever been to a specialist? Had a problem, had a need, and now it might be in the medical field, it might be a mechanic. You've gone from one to the other looking for someone to diagnose, someone to find the problem and be able to fix it. Well, God is a specialist this morning. So if you will turn your attention over to the book of Mark in a very familiar passage of Scripture, Mark chapter 5, we'll begin reading with verse 25. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. He said, "A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse." So I want us to understand, first of all, the context here. Here's a woman that had had a physical problem for 12 years. And it was not a minor problem. She was suffering many things, and she had gone from doctor to doctor to doctor. Now, I want us to be real clear about something, that this passage of Scripture was not talking against physicians, it was lifting up Jesus Christ. Because what it's talking about here was she had done everything she knew to do, and she went from person to person trying to find someone that could help her. She was feeling very desperate, and she had spent everything that she had. It wasn't just using, well, I've got a little bit of extra money here. She had spent her time and her energy and her money trying to resolve the problem that she had. Have you ever gone to someone with a problem and they didn't fix it? They didn't have the answer, so then you go somewhere else, and then you go somewhere else, and you start feeling exasperated, you start feeling hopeless and helpless, and that's a condition that this woman was in. I've done everything I know to do, I've spent money, and I've spent time. She probably spent miles walking down those roads. I heard there's someone else might have the answer. Well, that one didn't work. So then maybe there was someone in another town, another village. Well, I'll go try that. And so she spent all. And so we have a picture here of a woman in great desperation. But it said, when she heard of Jesus, thank the Lord that in times when you have placed you've been looking for an answer, and then you hear about Jesus. I wonder what she heard. I wonder what she heard. Did she hear about him healing the blind man? Did she hear about Jesus having raised the dead to life? What did she hear? Because we read in the Scripture about that people with all manner of sickness and disease coming to Jesus, and he ministered to them. We read of Jesus casting out devils. And so she heard something that sparked something within her. Maybe this will work for me. But she heard enough to have some faith, didn't she? She had enough because this is what her purpose was. Said when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and she touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. So she was looking and she was searching for something to minister to the need that she had. Her life was revolving around her sickness. You see, sometimes people get sick or have a problem in their life and it's a part of their life. But this woman, the way the context of it makes me think that her whole life was revolving around her sickness. All of her waking moments, all of her time, probably most of her discussions, and most of the people she met, it was all about, I'm sick. I am not well. And she was looking for an answer. But when she heard about Jesus, there was something that sparked some faith in there. If I can just get to him, that's the answer. And by everything that I've heard, I don't even have to go and tell him all about my problem. You know, she might have been a little bit embarrassed. She might not want, there's some things that maybe you just don't want to go and just spill out to everybody. There are some things that wouldn't be expedient. Even on when we have testimonies, there are some things that wouldn't be just real expedient to just disclose to everybody. Some of those things that lie close to your heart, some of your personal struggles maybe, some of the things that you're going through, some of those we can share in other things. Thankful we can just go to the Lord. And she said, if I can just get there and can just touch the hem of his garment. Well, thank the Lord she found what she was looking for. It said, for if I can just touch his clothes, I'll be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? This lady found what she was looking for in Jesus Christ. She had gone from doctor to doctor, from physician to physician, and no one could help her. I heard a song this week that I don't know that I'd ever heard. And my caution about mentioning songs that I don't know a lot about is I don't know who first sang it, and I don't know how they sang it. So if this has a history that's not real good, please forgive me. But the words are really good. Title of it, I think, is God Specializes. I want to read to you what a little bit of it says. Have you any rivers that seemed uncrossable? That points us back to last week. Entrapped, entangled. You have any rivers that seem uncrossable? And have you any mountain that you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible. And he will do what no other power, but holy power can do. I am thankful this morning that God specializes in impossible situations. So if there are things in your life today, or maybe in the future, you will face things that you say it's impossible. There's no way out. There's no solution. There's nothing to do, and you feel hopeless. God is a specialist this morning. He specializes in impossible things. That's what Renee testified this morning. That's what God did with Devin. He was a specialist. He did something that man could not do. He divinely intervened in the natural course of something. That, by definition, is a miracle. Do you realize that when we say God worked a miracle, it means he did something that was supernatural. If I have the 3-day flu and I'm sick for 3 days and feel better, I'm still going to thank God that I'm better, right? I'm still going to thank God, because in everything give thanks. God placed it in our body to get over the 3-day flu in 3 days. God was the one that created us to fight that. So I will give God praise. But if I get the 3-day flu and I've got to be somewhere and I'm sick, and we pray and seek God and the Lord makes me well in 1 day, that's a natural intervention in the 3-day flu. That was a miracle. Understand? God is one that is a specialist in working the impossible. So if there are things in your life that are burdening you down this morning, and it seems like I don't know what to do, and it's just an impossible situation, whether it's in your life or in the life of one of your loved ones, I want you to be encouraged this morning to know that God specializes in impossibilities. And that is the reason we can do is this woman come in faith and say, Lord, I don't know how, I don't know when, and I don't even know what to tell you to do, but I'm going to come in faith and I'm going to trust in you, because God is able to do the impossible. Very thankful for that. So if you have a river that seems uncrossable this morning, God specializes in the impossible. If you have a mountain in your life that it seems like you just can't get over or get around, you know what God can do? He can make a tunnel through it if he doesn't take you over it. The Lord is able this morning. The Lord is able to do all things. I was talking to a medical student this week, and I asked her, she was a young lady and young woman in medical school, and she was in a rotation. And I asked her, I said, so what is your, what are you wanting to specialize in? Because when students go to med school, after they finish, then they go on rotations. And she was, I think currently she was doing pediatrics maybe, and then she had just come from surgery, and she was going to go to another one, so she was talking about what she wanted to do. She had a decision to make in what she was going to specialize in. So you don't necessarily take a little child to a specialist in geriatrics, right? You would take them to a pediatrician. You would take them to someone that has a specialty in that field. So what about God? What's his specialty? Now, he's able to do all things. You can take all of them to God. But the point I want to make is that God specializes in our impossible situations. The things that we cannot do for ourselves, the places that we are desperate, the places that we feel hopeless, the places that we get burdened down, the things that would cause stress, the things that would bring depression to people, the things that would cause, whether it's physical or financial or spiritual, the Lord is able to still today work miracles and make impossible things possible. I remember hearing, I may not get it just right, but it's been a number of years ago, but some of the physical situation that I was in, the neurologist told me that there's a good possibility I would get to the place I couldn't walk again. Now, you see where I'm at this morning. Well, there was someone that my brother-in-law knew that had very similar symptoms to what I did. He had seizures, his leg would go out. I've had many a fall. My leg would go out under me, and all very similar things happened. And he said this man that he did work for had gone from specialist to specialist to specialist, and no one could diagnose it. They couldn't find the problem. You know, when that happens, you almost start to feel crazy, don't you? The doc said, oh, nothing's wrong. I can't find anything, but there was something wrong. And he went from doctor to doctor to doctor and doctor. And finally, I believe it was after a long time, he finally found someone that knew exactly what it was. He said, yes, I know what the cause is. And he went and they had surgery and it was fixed. But it took the right person that had the knowledge of it. Do you realize this morning that God is a specialist that knows exactly the needs that are in our life, and he is not one to point out the needs and leave us on our own? When the Lord shows us a need in our life, he is there to minister to the help and the grace and the strength that we need. He is able this morning. So I don't know what in your life, if there's anybody that has impossible situations or what burdens you're bearing, but God specializes. Over in the book of Matthew in the 19th chapter in the 26th verse, it says, Jesus looked on his disciples, and they had been talking about wealth. People come into the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, with men this is impossible, but not with what? But not with God. For with God, someone help me out. What's it say? All things are what? Are possible. Now, is that just for you all? That's for me too, isn't it, Brother Leroy? With men, it's impossible, but not with God. We're not talking about things just with what we see with our eyes. We are talking about the Creator of the universe. We are talking about Jesus, the Son of God, who said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth." That we can come to him and he can still work the impossible. And I thank God for that. So do you remember the story that's found and still here in the book of Mark? In this fifth chapter, in the very beginning, we read about Jesus coming to the Gadarenes. And when he came to this island, the country of the Gadarenes, here in this first part of chapter 5, Jesus came out of the ship, and there was a man in the tombs that had an unclean spirit. And the scripture says that he dwelt among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. The man was In essence, he was insane because he was possessed with evil spirits. They tried to control him, but they did not have the ability. This man had some kind of supernatural strength that was breaking out of the ropes, and that they would try to tie him down and he'd break out and he was wandering out. I've seen many people in other countries, and here we have asylums and medication, but I've seen many people that were out of their minds, some of them with no clothes on, some of them with very little, and many of them walking down the street, and you could just look at them and say, something's wrong. Some of them were probably mentally imbalanced. Some of them were possessed with devils. However, Jesus came and he saw a man like this, that man couldn't do anything about it. And when the man, it said, night and day he was in the mountains and he was crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice, "What have I to do with Jesus, thou Son of God?" These were the spirits speaking now. They said, "I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." And Jesus spoke and he said, "Come out of this man, thou unclean spirit. What is thy name?" And the spirit answered and said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And Jesus cast out those spirits. They went into the swine. The swine ran down into the sea and were drowned. They were many. It's something that was impossible for man to do. But do you realize the Lord is still delivering people from the bondage of Satan today? The Lord still has that power. He is able to break the power of fornication. He is able to break the power of homosexuality. He is able to break the power of adultery. He is able to break the addiction of alcohol and drugs. Why? Because God specializes in doing what man cannot do. He specializes in taking the bitterness of our heart when we come to the Lord and giving us forgiveness and grace. He specializes in people with bad attitudes. He specializes in relationships that are broken. He specializes when people are struggling spiritually and it seems like I can't overcome this. God specializes in perpetual failures. He specializes in that. In other words, he has the answer. He knows what to do. Thank the Lord for that, because in Christ, we can become new creatures. And even after we have been saved and set free from the power of sin, there have been many times I needed a specialist. I needed something. I need the Lord to do something for me. Lord, I need some help here. I'm in trouble. There have been so many times I've come to the Lord for financial help, for physical help, and most of all, emotional help and spiritual help. But I knew where to go because God specializes. He specializes in helping people with their problems. We need not be afraid to go to the specialist this morning. You have a mountain, the Lord can help you put a tunnel through it. You have a river that seems like you can't cross, point you back to last Sunday morning, the Lord can still open up a way in the river. Let's come with faith in the Lord. The Lord is still specializing in uncontrolled anger. The Lord specializes in that. The Lord specializes in bitterness. He specializes in lying. He understands it. He understands what motivates people to do what they do. And he specializes. And this lady that had sought for help for so many years, she heard about the specialist and she came in faith expecting something. We can come to the Lord this morning. We all have a great privilege to be able to come to the Lord without embarrassment and without shame, because he made us and we're human and we live in a sinful world. But there is a Savior this morning that can give us deliverance from the power of sin. There's a Savior this morning that can mend up that which is broken. There is a Savior this morning that can take my pieces and he can put them back together. The Savior can come where I have marred in his hands, and he can come and he can make something beautiful and something useful out of my life when I have failed him And yet I come back and say, Lord, I'm coming back to you, and he can keep working and do something right and beautiful in our life. God specializes this morning. He specializes in things of nature. Remember when Jesus was on the ship, on the boat there with his disciples, and the storm was raging, and the disciples were afraid, and Jesus was back there sleeping? And they woke him up. It's like, Lord, don't you care that we perish? Have you ever felt that? It's like, Lord, I'm struggling right here, and it seems like he's asleep. It's like, Lord, do you not care? Do you not care that I'm struggling with this? Do you not care the situation that I'm in? And Jesus stood up, and what did he do? He said, peace, be still. And the storm stopped. God specializes. He has power over nature. God specializes. He has power over... He specializes in procurement, if you'll allow me to put it that way. Procurement. Remember the 5 loaves and 2 fishes? There were 5,000 plus people, and Jesus fed all of them with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He specialized, didn't he? He specialized there. He specialized in procurement. You have a need and say, Lord, it's impossible. I don't know where this is going to come from. Have you ever had the Lord work a miracle for you? He'll do it again. Their song says he'll do it again. The Lord has not forgotten you this morning. All right? I hope someone needed this message. The Lord has not forgotten you this morning. He specializes in doing the impossible. He has power over distance. You remember the centurion came to him and said, my son is sick. And he said, you don't even have to go home with me. Just say the word and it'll be done. And Jesus said, go on home, your son's healed. He has power over distance. Things that's like... distance separates. Where man cannot work, God is not bound by distance. He has power over death. He raised Lazarus from the dead, did he not? And it looked like in that situation that Jesus was just too late. When he came, Mary and Martha, it was like, Lord, if you would have come. There was a little bit of blame there, wasn't it? Lord, if you would have come earlier, we believe you could have healed him, but he's dead now. All hope is gone. And yet, God specializes. When Devin was laying there, I am so thankful we had a specialist. Because that doesn't happen. You can't be without breath for 15 or more minutes and have all your brain function. What Renee didn't finish was, yes, he did go back to school, and he graduated with his degree in engineering. After all that, that took a specialist. That took a specialist. That was God. The Lord, those stories repeat themselves. I've shared 2 stories that we read and more from the Scripture. He specializes. I was so blessed. The Lord brought it to me. It was last night. The Lord specializes in lost and found. He specializes in the lost. You have a burden for someone this morning, and that burden is weighing you down, because and it seems like there's nothing you can do. Seems like you've said what you can say, you've done what you could do, and it's out of your hands, like, Lord, there's nothing to do. It's an impossible situation. There is a Savior who specializes in retrieval. He specializes in retrieval. He specializes in finding those that are lost. He specializes in finding those that are wounded and picking them up and carrying them when they cannot walk by themselves. So if there are those that you are burdened for this morning, we have a specialist. We have a Savior that's specializing in finding those that are lost. Over in Jeremiah 32:17, the prophet said, O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power, and you stretched out your arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. There is nothing too hard for God this morning. So I would say as a way of a prayer, Lord, we believe this morning, but help our unbelief. Lord, we believe in you, but Lord, help us where our faith is not as strong as it ought to be. Because remember when Jesus was in his own country, it said he did not many mighty works. You say, well, he wasn't a specialist. No, he was still a specialist, but he was only able to work as people let him work. He did not many mighty works because of their unbelief. Lord, help our faith to be increased this morning. Lord, help us to believe that God is still working. He is still doing what we cannot do for ourselves. He is still reaching out with His Holy Spirit to our lost loved ones that we pray for and we cry for. The Spirit of the Lord is still reaching out and can reach them when you cannot reach them. He is doing what we cannot do. And when we are struggling in our life, whether it be physically, financially, emotionally, or spiritually, we can come to the Lord, and He's a specialist, and there is nothing too hard for God. He will still make a way in the wilderness. He will still bring water in those dry desert places in our life if we will place ourselves in the hand of God. And that's the reason Jesus left us with that beautiful, wonderful invitation when He said, come unto Me, all ye that what? That labor and are heavy laden. And He said, I will give you rest. But our job was to come. I'm going to reach through the press. I'm going to get through the crowd because I heard about someone that is the answer. Folks, Jesus is still the answer this morning. He specializes in doing the impossible. May the Lord bless you all as you go home this week in your burdens, with your trials, in your battles, in the things that bring tears to your eyes. We have a God who specializes in the impossible, and I thank God for it this morning. Amen.